Nick Madinson blasted 61 off just 40 balls to lead Sydney Six to a comfortable win over Sydney Thunder in Australia's Big Bash League. They overhauled their target of 166 with 10 balls and 6 wickets to spare, as Madinson was given support by Steve Smith, Ravi Bapara and Moises Enriquez. Thunder openers Usman Khawaja and David Warner had early hit half centuries of their own and had 116 in just 11 overs. Had the innings fell away badly following Warner's departure, and the final 9 overs yielded just 50 runs, the loss of 5 wickets. Enriquez took 2 of them, then with figures of 2 for 24. Nondescript CC trounced a previously unbeaten Colts CC to progress to the final of Sri Lanka's Premier Limited Overs tournament. Young spinner Tarindu Kaushal took 4 for 33 from his 10 overs, as Colts were bowled out for 174 to being asked to bat. Melinda Sirawardhana was the only man to make a significant contribution with 59, added 50 for the 8th wicket with Ishan Jayaratne. Nondescripts then knocked off the runs with more than 20 overs to spare. Openers Upal Taranga, Niyosh and Dick Vella got the innings off to a brisk start, but Angelo Pereira played the substantial innings, finishing up on 64 of only 50 balls, as the win was sealed by 7 wickets. Sunfoil series leaders Cape Cobras lead by 34 runs, closing day 3 in Cape Town on 74 for 2 in their second innings against Knights. A draw now looks the most likely result, to Pete Van Biljon hit 112 to help Knights earn a slender first innings advantage. He added 75 with Werner Kurtze for the 7th wicket, as Knights progressed from 200 for 6 to make 355. Buran Hendricks and Rory Kleinveld shared 7 wickets for the hosts. Second place Lions were on the brink of defeat against Dolphins. They were set 501 in the 4th innings and collapsed 73 for 6 by stumps in Potchefstroom. Craig Alexander dismissed the top 3 with just 7 runs on the board, with Mtho Kazizi-Shesi chipping in with a couple of wickets later on. Dolphins had earlier romped 373 for 6 in their second innings prior to declaring. Devan Van Wake and David Miller hit centuries, 156 for the 4th wicket. Titans also look headed for defeat against Warriors. They are chasing 440 to win and close on 84 for 4, with Wayne Parnell taking 3 for 24. It could have been worse for Titans if they slipped to 25 for 4 at one point, before Francois Leclus and Albie Morkel began a recovery of sorts. Warriors had early declared their second innings at 183 for 7, earning a 256 run lead by bowling Titans out for 246 in their first. J.J. Smutch and Ashwell Prince hit half centuries. They'd found themselves 34 for 3. And there were wins for Border, Boland and North West over Namibia, Free State and South Western Districts in the latest round of matches in the provincial 3-day competition. Border edged past Namibia by just 2 wickets, as half-centuries from Burton DeVette and Joey Nicolo helped them chase down their target of 281. Meanwhile, leaders Western Province had to settle for a draw against Easterns. Plunkett Shield leaders Canterbury are in control at the halfway stage of their match in Wellington. They declare their first innings at 471 for 8, with Tom Latham unbeaten with a career best 241. The hosts are then stumped to 167 for 7 in reply by stumps. They found themselves 84 for 6 at one point, as Hamish Bennett struck thrice and Logan Van Beek twice. Skipper James Franklin and Jeetan Patel then halted the slide with a stand of 83. Patel fell to Andrew Ellis late on for 46, with Franklin undefeated on 53. Martin Guptill ended 121 not out, as Auckland closed on 243 for 4, fighting Northern District's 461 for 4 declared at Eden Park. Guptill shared 85 for the 4th wicket with Colin de Grantham, who hit a rapid 50 off 73 balls. Darrell Mitchell had earlier completed a century for the Knights, while Daniel Finn was finally removed for 188 by Bruce Martin. There was no play on day 2 due to rain in Dunedin. Otago on 30 for 2, bowling out Central Districts for 255 on day 1. Habib Bank Limited were dismissed for 180 by Water and Power Development Authority on the opening day of the latest round of President's Trophy fixtures in Pakistan. Azhar Atari and Mohammad Haseeb shared 7 wickets, as Jamal Anwar top scored for HBL with just 33. Runaway leaders Swee Northern Gas Pipelines closed on 204 for 5 for 67 overs against second place National Bank. Nye Muddin and Kerem Shahzad at 129 for the 3rd wicket, but Atta Ullah had taken an early brace of wickets. Nye Muddin fell for 63, shortly after Shahzad had given Wahab Riaz the first of his two wickets when on 76. Off-spinner Atif Makbul took 6 for 22 as Khan Research Laboratories imploded for just 76, being invited to bat by United Bank. Only two Khan batters reached double figures, with Tariq Haroon and Kashif Bhatti, the other UB wicket-takers. United Bank had taken the lead by stumps, closing on 83 for 3. Pakistan International Airlines reached stumps on 70 for 3, bowling out Zahir Tariqiti Bank for 179. ZTBL had slipped 83 for 6, but 57 for Mohammed Khalil at number 8 at least lifted their total towards respectability. Faisaz Chima ended with 4 for 83, with Najaf Shah, Kamran Sajin and Tahir Khan each taking 2 wickets. And the basement battle saw State Bank bowled out for 178 by Pakistan Television. Mohammed Saad hit 97, adding exactly 100 with Rizwan Haider for the 6th wicket, as State Bank recovered admirably from 42 for 5. Rizwan Akbar and Muhammad Ali were the men responsible for the destruction, which with figures of 5 for 48 and 4 for 54 respectively. Television then closed early in their reply on 19 without loss. And finally, one piece of news from the county circuit. Derbyshire signed former Lancashire batsman Stephen Moore on a 2-year contract. The former England Lions opener was released by newly promoted Lancashire and will bolster the fragile top order of the newly relegated Derbyshire.